God is our strength. If you don't know that, that could cost you a lot of trouble, turmoil, sadness. He's there for us in the hardest times. I was mentioning that I have been going through some difficulty, and I'm just going to briefly tell you, some of you know some of it. Of course, most of you know that I lost a grandson, and that daughter, her husband is now leaving her and trying to take the kids, so she's quite devastated. She's moving in with her sister, whose husband Friday was sentenced to 5 years probation, but not allowed anywhere near them. So they're living together. And my oldest daughter, her husband 2 weeks ago fell in the ice and hurt his back. And when they got the x-rays, his spinal cord was pulled as thin as a string. And they don't even know how he's doing what he's doing right now, which is mostly sitting in a wheelchair. But and so you look at that and you go, oh, my daughter's writing, I can't. My life is a nightmare, da, da, da. But without Christ, you just can't make it through these kinds of things. I mean, we're sort of in a strange thing if things seem to be, a lot of stuff is happening here, and yet back home we're, you know, it's really been hard. So I don't know. Challenges come into our lives, and they seem to be amping up for a lot of people that I've talked to. I don't know if you feel it at all, but again, a lot of my friends, you know, with my friend in Milan who has the brain tumor, and on top of it, his mother-in-law was diagnosed with the same thing a couple weeks ago, although they've been praying for her, and when she went in, everything was gone. So there's a battle going on. I mean, the number of times recently I've said, oh, the devil is really attacking us. We are in a war. And I believe that's true, but I think the Bible has even a bigger perspective than that. The Bible has another take along with that. And I'm realizing I can't see very well. So, Psalm 107 says to us, they beheld the works of the Lord and his wonder in the deep. Then he spoke, and a stormy wind arose, which tossed high the waves of the sea. They mounted up to the heavens and fell back to the depths. Their hearts melted because of their peril. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at wits' ends. I mean, I feel like that sometimes. It's just like, I'm just listening to my daughters, and all I can do is listen. I don't feel like, I mean, except, of course, I can pray. Which, when you go on, it says, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and he quieted the waves of the sea. They were glad because of the calm, and he brought them to a harbor that they were bound for. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and his wonder he does for his children. Let them exalt him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. It's at the point when they turned to the Lord that things began to change. Unfortunately, things, external things, don't always change. It's sometimes just the internal things that is what really, but that's what God's after, is the inside of us, the internal. I mean, sometimes it's just too hard. Along with trials or temptations and testing, as a matter of fact, it comes, you know, we say to the Lord when we say the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. And that word, the Greek word, includes two different kinds of things, trials and sufferings, and the other is temptations and allurement. And God is there for us when we are facing either one of those things. With the trials, God is there for us. And when we're tempted, we have to know that He is helping us to not make bad choices. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." So as things come at us, we're tempted maybe to sin or maybe to not trust, which is pretty close to the same thing, we end up with a promise from God that He is going to be there for us in the midst of it. Now, as I was doing some research on this, I ran into a site on the internet that struck me. And here it is. It's misused Bible verses, and this was the one. "God will never put more on you than you can handle." And their contention in this article is, that's just not true. That isn't what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say he's never going to give you more than you can handle. It says you're never going to be tempted beyond Him giving you a way out, Him helping you. There's a difference. As a matter of fact, oftentimes we get stretched like we never thought we could be stretched. Things happen in our lives and we go, I can't take one more thing. And then one more thing comes. And you go, okay, then I can't take two more things. And it just keeps going. And so we misuse a verse like this to say, well, you know, God never gives you more than you can handle. Yeah, He does. He can. He can use a lot of things. He wants to stretch us because when He does, He makes us stronger. That's one of the ways He gets His strength into us, is by surviving things we just can't think, we think we just can't possibly do. The reality is we're looking for a way out, for an easier way. As soon as life is too hard, we really can't do this, so God's got some other way out of this in our life. It can't keep happening like this. And then it does. And then it's, well, what is that rat God doing to me right now? Why is He allowing this to happen? And of course, He gets the blame. But wait, maybe the struggle is God's plan. Does that really make Him a rat in the middle of all this? Hebrews 12, God wants to make something clear to you. He says, "In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten the word of encouragement?" Now, this is a word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son. It says, "My son, do not make light," and that's daughters too, by the way, "do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you, because the Lord's discipline disciplines the ones He loves, and He chastens everyone He accepts as a son or daughter. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children." He is trying to strengthen us. He's trying to encourage us, but He's trying to make strong. It's like back in the 50s, and I don't know if they do this anymore very much, but they used to take the baby strollers out on a day like today and set it on the front porch, the unheated porch, in the cold to strengthen the baby. And they had less colds because their immune system was able to get fortified. Let me continue on with this. "Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us and respected them for it." Most of us respect, or some of us did, I don't know. "How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They discipline us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in His holiness." Holiness is being like God. "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. God is calling us to that. He's calling us to get strong, to not back off of that. I want to show you one more video. This one isn't funny. And it said motivational on there, and I tend to stay away from those because we're not a hype type of church to pump you up. But I played it 2 or 3 times, watched it, and I've decided I want to show it to you. So there's a message in this one. And I think God is speaking in particular to certain people here that I at least have worked with. But here it is. Sure.
Every man carries the weight of the world on his shoulders. From the weight of frustration to not being able to find a job, to the weight of lethargy of not being able to sleep at night with that newborn baby, to the weight of rage to that girl that betrayed you after you gave her your heart. And worst of all is the weight of carrying the fact that you know you're not living up to the strength that is within you, not being the strongest version of yourself. And all of this resistance accumulates. It grows so heavy that your body feels like it's going to break. So what do we do when we feel like we're on the brink of destruction? What do we do when we feel like the weight has become so unbearable? We need to learn to lift that weight. Not because of who we are now, but because of who we know we are to become. Don't you ever let somebody tell you you can't do it. You have a dream, a purpose, you gotta protect it. It's the people that can't do it themselves that'll tell you that you can't do it. You can do it, period. You see, it's impossible not to feel pain. But to not feel pain, you have to live too cautiously to even be living at all. You see, you may not get that job the first time, or the next one, or the one after that. But here's the thing. You don't quit, you don't give up. You get back up and prepare for the next one. You see, the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. You don't have to personally be perfect to do great things. You just need to want it bad enough to get up and do something about it. You gotta dig deep down within you and ask yourself, who do I want to be? Not what, but who. Now just look at your challenges like the plates that you slap on the barbell. Your failed relationships. Adversaries that attack you. Your broken heart. Lost job. When you look at them this way, you see a way to overcome them. Now God doesn't send troubles to you, but just remember that each one of these obstacles are designed to strengthen weaknesses within your own character. Stop running away from your challenges. You see, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. But you see, the opportunities that come into your life mean nothing unless you take full advantage of them. It's with repetitive action that you get stronger. And in that same way, by overcoming obstacles in your life over and over again through faith, you get stronger. Once you understand this, you not only accept these challenges, but as men, you beg for them. But now that you know you can do it, go out there and lift that weight.
I honestly believe that God is saying to us, go for it. That life might feel like it's too hard, but He's saying, I want to do this in your life. I want to make you all stronger. He doesn't want to take away all the problems. He wants us to be strong enough to handle it. I think we're a church that does that for one another too. Because most of us have been through hell and back. What Jesus said to us about this was, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. So after the hardships, are we supposed to really give up? Give up and follow the one who lets us get into all these messes? Really? Really? We really are. And not to do it in a way in which we blame God for the things that are going on in our life, but for God to really want to work. Even the Apostle Paul ran into this. 2 Corinthians 12, Paul tells us how he struggled. He says, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, I mean, he was a pretty cool guy. I would have everything go to my head if anything like that happened to me that happened to Paul. There was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Let me give you the highlight. It's right here. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I see probably one of the biggest things that happens in the church and with certain people is that they try and look like they're strong when they're not. Or they try and look like they're cool or they have everything together already when they're not. There's a way in which, and I've told different people this, we want a church that you can be transparent. You can be who you really are. And be safe in doing that. You can imagine Paul, this stuff really might have gone to his head, so God put a little bit of a check on him. And he just worked through all that, Paul did. And he ended up being crucified, just like his Lord. Now, the good news. There's always good news, especially if this is the gospel message. First of all, he is always there for us and with us, and living and working through us. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. He's there. Or he doesn't just stand there, but he does much more. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength. He pours that through us. I mean, we can do a lot more than we think we can. I like this. I had to include this in my sermon, but I even pictured in my mind for the starting of the sermon, this picture right here of us. Funny, you know, it's super Christian kind of thing. But in fact, what's not funny about this is that God wants us to be more like we can do it. I want to give you what you need to do what I'm calling you to do. As a matter of fact, he says to us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's just not light words. That's actually a quote from Paul, but it is from God. So Romans says that God wants us to be more than conquerors. He wants us to be able to take on the hard stuff in our life and overcome it. Not just conquer it, but I mean really just destroy it in our lives. Not make it go away, but that we are on top of it. that our emotional maturity gets to a point where we're not blown over by the anxiety of life. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. A number of times I've heard people say, well, but I'm not perfect, or I'm only human. Yeah, that's because you're not where God wants you yet. And of course, I also truly believe that perfection won't get here until Jesus does. But in the meantime, we're going in that direction. We're going after it. It's not an excuse that we don't do something. God wants to give us what's called glory strength. This is a quote from the Message Bible, Colossians 1. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul. The glory strength God gives. There's a strength that endures and the unendurable and spills over into joy. Whoa. So in the midst of it, God wants to give us the joy in the middle of everything going on. Now, understand this is not easy stuff. You've probably figured that out already. But doing it, well, that's another matter. How do we do it? It's the strength of a man consists in finding out the way in which God is going and going in that way too. The only way we can do that is to ask him, where are we going, Lord? I want to go with you. Take me with you. Henry Ward Beecher, who is that guy, I guess, but he's a famous writer, I know. But once we do go after him, the one who strengthens us, that we can find out that in the middle of all of life's insanity, all of the horrible things that are happening beyond happening, that Christ wants to be there for us. There's no more, I'm always going to be sick. There's no more of, I can't do that. If God is calling us to doing something, he's calling us to that. Because one of the things that Jesus says, and I want to end with this, is his quotation here. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The only way we have the lives we have and his yoke is easy, or our yoke is easy, is if he takes those things on himself. If he's the one who's carrying the load for us. And so that's what God's calling us to, is to turn our lives to him each day that one of these absolute nightmares happens and say, God, you got to carry me through this one. That's what God is calling his people. Or what is it he called us? His children. He's our father who's disciplining us. Strength. It's discipline like the Olympic athlete. Discipline. It's really hard, but the rewards are really good. And that's what the Lord is calling us to.